Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. All eyes on me like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz lit. Acting like you on my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swishing, like a chef. My verse is cooking, when I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault, now she hooking. Her snatch is wet, while she took in. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still working. Call my agent, for the booking.
Yeah. I'm Matt Franco, a.k.a. Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP. That's what you cry. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like hot bar two with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey. It's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, shaking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lucky experience, you'll never go past. VIP section, oh, baby, wait in the back. I'll make you come so hard, you like who, yeah. Thanks, skipper, you real fast. Thanks, skipper, you real fast.
Anything by Dramarama. That song before was Got 'Em Looking by my group, the MSFB crew, featuring Primo there. We got a great show for you. Trill's coming back. Talk to us a bit more. And we'll be on the line with him momentarily. We might have a guest co-host check in a little later. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But whatever happens, I can promise you this. The next track we play is the newest single by my group, the MSFP crew. It's called Endorsements. That's skipping there in the background.
Hey, what's up to these lovely people?
What's up, y'all?
All right. We got Skip in the studio. Maybe she'll help us out a little with this interview coming up. But right now, it's MSFB Crew with endorsements. And if you want to see us perform this live, come join us this Friday at Brewdog Pub.
Yep.
We'll be there.
Everybody
knows,
baby.
Yep, yep. We'll be there performing this live. So here it is. MSFP Crew with endorsements coming up right up for you. Here it is.
Uh-oh, we done did it again. Alright, here we go. Chicken flow. The fucking kids who work me, it's cause they see me on the Idol show. By Randy, it's still a flow. The fans, the haters still be wanting more. Some just want me for a chuckle before they reach for the fuck hole. Uh-oh, getting really dirty in here. But what is it they truly fear? It's cause Skipper and I went frostic. If you don't like that, you can suck my dick. It's cause you wanna live with me insane. Come on, man, even bipolar got the brain. Skipper be the one to drive you sexually insane. In a minute, I'll let her explain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on a audition from show to show. Will not stop, don't you know? And even without a grand, y'all recognize that I'm still a fucking brand, bitch. Still a fucking brand. Still a fucking brand, bitch. Still a fucking brand. Still a fucking brand, bitch. Still a fucking brand.
Yeah.
I'm still a brand.
Endorsements coming up in the club.
Yeah.
The ladies be wanting to show with love.
Come on.
I'm Big Steph and I'm Skipper.
You come on, boo. You know what I wanna do. If you don't, well, now you do. Get dressed and I'll show you what's gonna happen. Oh, you know me better get a crack. I know up in the club, bars popping, girls all over me, tears dropping. Not for real, y'all, just in my mind. Come on, girl, we gon' have a good time on the dance floor, on the pole. You know Skipper love to get low, and if you didn't, well, now you know what's always on my mind. Ain't ever out of control. I'm just out here, baby, act like you know. Me, myself, try to go pro, but that ain't what I'm all about. Got love to watch you for three inside out. And know that be the truth, no doubt. You know that's what the chicks be talking about. Let's damn words comes out of their mouth, cause it be bullshit without doubt. Drama, 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 yeah, baby. Ooh, wow.
Endorsements coming up in the club.
Yeah.
The ladies be wanting to show us love.
Come on.
I'm Big Steph and I'm Skipper.
Uh-huh.
And we're on you girls at first. Like,
work me. It's cause they see me on the Idol show. Dissed by Randy, but still afloat. The fans, the haters still be wanting more. Some just want me for a chuckle before they reach for the fuck hole. Uh-oh, getting a little dirty in here. But what is it they truly fear? It's cause Skipper and I went frostic. If you don't like that, you can suck my dick. It's cause you wanna live with me insane. Come on, man, even bipolar got the brain. Skipper be the one to drive you sexually insane.
Yeah.
I think she already explained. Uh-huh.
Endorsements coming up in the club.
Yeah.
The ladies be wanting to show us love.
Come on.
I'm Big Steph and I'm Skipper.
Uh-huh.
And we're on you girls at birth. It's like,
this is fun.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world. The flow of the century, always timeless. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
used to dribble down in VA. Was curbing them in the home of the serpents. Got it dirt cheap for them. Plus if they were short with cheese, I would work for them. Bored in weed, got rid of that dirt for them. Wasn't born hustlers, I was birthing them. H to the ISO, B to the ISA. But she leave my knees, keep my arms so free. Can't leave rap alone, the game needs me. Haters want me clapped and chrome, it ain't easy. Cops wanna knock me, DA wanna box me in. But somehow, I beat them charges like Rocky. H to the ISO, B to the ISA. Not guilty, he who does not feel me is not real to me. Therefore, he doesn't exist. So poof, that move, son of a bitch. H to the ISO, B to the ISA. But chisel, my nizzle used to dribble down in VA.
As the pendulum swings, watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away and it's so unreal. I didn't look out below. I watched the time go right out the window, trying to hold on and didn't even know I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried. So
All right. It just come to my attention that we've been having other than the echo, a brief moment of silence. And with the great legend that we've lost this past year, I hope you had the time to really reflect on that. And here we go. We're going to hit you with a quick song by Smashing Pumpkins. This is 1979.
Cool kids from back.
Foo Fighters, best of you, and we got our guest on air with us. How you doing today, Drew?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
All right. We're going to start with off with an in-studio question. What do you want to know about ask Trill a question. What do you want to know about Trill here?
All right. How long have you been writing, I guess, song lyrics for?
How long have you been writing music for?
Yeah, how long have you been writing your own lyrics for,
I've been writing lyrics ever since I wrote my first lyric when I was about 7. It was like my older cousin had a studio in our home, and I used to hang out in the studio. And I remember trying to write my first song, and like I was trying to write to the beat really fast before the beat ended. like really just amounted to like a couple bars. But that was like my first lyric, so to speak. My first ever completed song, I believe I was 9 years old.
Cool. What artists out there are like some of your main inspirations?
Well, old and new, because I gain a lot of inspiration from a lot of different people. But I say in hip hop, I really, really like Tupac's energy and what he represents. I really, really like Andre 3000, Outkast. I even like old music, like soul music. So like Curtis Mayfield and Willie Hutch and like Wilson Pickett, you know, stuff like that. I really, really like that kind of old music. I'm a real big Temptations fan, and like people don't really know that, but I know all their songs. I even know their dances, but I like stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to hand you back to Big Dad.
All right. Now, remind them real quick where they can find you online.
Yeah, you can find me at trillcut.com. That's trillcut.com. Or, you know, on all the social media networks at trillcut, at Trillcut. That's Instagram, Twitter. And also my Facebook, I'm on everything.
So for those who weren't here during our last show, we played this sing, go into the kill. We're gonna play it for you guys real quick, just to remind you about Trill, and. We got some other songs that we're going to have on deck later on, but here's Going from the Kill from Trill.
Come on, come on, come on. Now I'm going in body is built so unique. Well, not quite, something like a coke bar. Sorry, shine, don't mark. She ain't saying none of that shit. That's why I like her. The type of chick you should wipe up. Change your whole life up. Propose on cypher. But drill one night on. Change your whole life up. Ever. Knowing that you never ever find better. Y'all pray for her. In the game of love, I lost too much. So I ain't playing no more. Scrolling through my phone.
Getting by 35, 45. Man, might be cutting it close.
Yeah. Now I'm going for the kill. No cover, set this raincoat. Long stroke, shot it when I rock the boat. Bet she won't stay afloat. When a nigga go, ghost, and that I know. Yeah, a nigga so wrong. When I get in this dick, babe, I don't mean your harm. Just let you know, cause I know what this could call. Real deep scars, you know the time to tear apart. Family wishes, I'm just telling you before we start. It's love making, skip the conversation. Started ready, train to go, and it's on the flow. If I hit it, you gotta promise to let me go. After I'm finished, cold showers is recommended after I'm in it. But in the game of love, I lost too much, so I ain't playing no more. Scrolling through my phone, trying to figure out who I'm gonna call on. But she hit me up first and told me, come on.
A lot of my heart was put into it, and recording it, and really I put a lot of my life experience. It really pulling my life, and then a friend of mine, he was going through a divorce. I had been with his wife for about 8 years, and we were just talking at that time. I was kind of going through a breakup. He was an older guy, so kind of being able to look at what he was going through and then kind of maybe put myself in the position as a younger person. But the way that he was feeling wasn't so positive. How he felt was kind of like, you know, he was a loser at love. And at this point, you know, he was going for the kill. He just was living his life. And I guess I kind of made a song or kind of made fun of it or made light of it. But it was something kind of serious, you know, something really, really close to his heart he was kind of telling.
Well, this sounds like the perfect segue to this next track. Tell us a little bit about this track, hashtag breakup song.
Yeah, breakup song, that's another track too that I recorded all around the same time. That song is really another real personal song. But again, my goal with that song is actually something real unique. I wanted to take a serious topic, you know, the topic of breaking up or relationship issues and not play it on a mellow tone. I wanted to make it on an upbeat. I wanted to make it where it was something where you listen to and you could relate to the breakup idea, but it didn't make you feel like, I don't know how to say it, didn't make you feel sorrowful. It made you feel like, you know what, people break up and life goes on. You know, it happens. Keep going. You know, it's keep going to the beat, you know. And I don't think you hear a lot of music like that. Most of the upbeat music is like turn up in the club stuff. But, you know, this is like an attempt to maybe have you in the club dancing to something real that, and you don't even know it.
All right. Well, with that said, here it is. It's Trail with the breakup song. Coming up for you right now. It's Trail with the breakup song. It's seeming to... We're seeming to have some technical difficulties getting this song playing with the system. Hopefully it should be loaded up real soon. But for any of these songs that you got coming up, is there any plans for any sort of videos that we could find, like on YouTube or anything?
Yes, actually, I just released another video, Believe, which that came off of, that's going to be on my Head, Heart, Hand mixtape. That's something that I'm doing dedicated to Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach, Florida. I didn't attend the university. I went to UF, University of Florida, but growing up in the area and neighborhood and me being a big fan of music and their music program and their band, they're a worldwide recognized band, I just wanted to do something, you know, dedicated to, so I would say, something that played a big part in my life. You know, it was a big interest for me in the music, me going to the football games. I really only went for the halftime just to see the band play. I could care less about the football game. And that's how good their band was. It was a real show band. But, yeah, my song Believe is really a dedication to that. And, you know, just it's the idea of trying to make it, but the idea that have faith in yourself that you will make it and you should believe in that.
Well, here's Skipper with another quick question for you.
Let me think. If you could perform with anyone dead or alive, well, more so alive because that's more realistic, but who would be some of your top picks to, like, do a performance with?
Oh, man. Really, I would love to perform with, like, Big Crit. I feel like he's just live. Like, bro got a lot of energy, just bring a lot to the stage, and I'm on the same kind of vibe with the music. I really like his music, and I'm really interested. I have a big interest in the kind of music he brings, but also to the energy he brings with that kind of music. I'd say somebody else is like Kendrick. Kendrick's like real live on the stage too, and maybe like on the R&B side, like Chris Brown. You know, but he's like a whole nother level when it comes to performer and just showmanship. But, like, yeah, like Chris, for real.
Yeah, he is really good. I can see him perform. He's really good.
I tell you, someone else who maybe like a little bit old school is like going on stage with Prince. I think that would be dope because he'll bring the whole band and like literally just rock out, and all the girls gonna be crazy about him, even though he's an older guy. Like, he's still the shit. Like, or I don't know if I can say that, but he's just it, man. Like,
Prince is
dying. You can tell me what you said. This is an uncensored fucking radio station, so anything goes.
Oh, cool, man. Prince, he's the guy, man. Prince is still the man, like one of the real live performers.
Yeah, I liked him during those, like, the Purple Rain days. That was, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's still doing his shit, and he still got it, but, I mean, the Purple Rain days, he was really in his prime with the stuff that he was releasing around then.
Yeah, man, he was rock star status.
Yeah. Since we're having some issues here with upload, can you take us on a quick acapella ride with why they want to talk my life? Just give us a little acapella preview for a little bit later.
Okay. Cool. Actually, you know what? I'll do this, man. I want people to get a little idea of breakup songs. Because this is something where the lyrics, they kind of get overplayed by the words, but everybody just ride with me on this record. All
right.
Sometimes I get so high and don't think I'm ever coming down. Then the problems come around. Got me wanting to slide out of town. Time to see my new out-of-town freak. Shout to be down every time I call. Because every time I call you, you trying to argue. And I ain't trying to argue no more. I'm out the door cutting off the phone. I'm with my other chick sliding through the padded mall. Shout it going hard. Tell her, go ahead, buy it all. Don't worry about the cost, girl. You fucking with the boss. Said everything you bought, boy, you know it's coming off soon, no lie. She got a bad like quarters. And keep a sack at her threats. Roll it on order. A bad bitch, top shelf, marimba, and a noggin. It's all good till an old girl start hollering. I think I love you and want to spend more time. I don't want to waste your time, so I'm going to keep it moving, because I don't want to waste my time. I'm only here for the moment, because it gets so high that the sky can't get quite as high. I could be a sunshine, but when I get so low that the bottom of the ocean ain't as cold, and now I'm all alone and ain't no in-between. Can you see the picture of my life, baby? It's all right if you want to cry right now, but I got to go. I think it's time that we move on.
Yeah, that's what's up.
appreciate it.
Alright, let's see if we can get a double gratification. We're gonna try that MP3 real quick again of the breakup song. You just heard you do it a cappella. Let's see.
Reply is baby. out going Texas. Went on a date to see the sunrise with the sunshine down in Texas. She loaded like a weapon. She shooting for your spot, no Smith Wesson. But she don't sweat me, cause she know I'm here for the moment. Only if you could think past who I'm boning, then maybe you be the one I'm taking in the morning.
I get so high, so high.
Almost a blur because I was going through like a lot of personal change, a lot of personal things, but that song really represents, I would say, like how fast my life was changing, but then in the same how, you know, it kind of caught a glimpse of something I was going through. I was going through a breakup with my ex-fiance at the time. So, you know, it just kind of really just in a lot of ways, instrumentally and vocally or with the lyrics, it just caught a lot of different things in the right way, but how my life was. It was just moving at a fast pace, going to a new place, but it was real serious. It was real serious. So, yeah, and that was like the, I would say that is the single, the lead single from my first EP project, Underground Sounds. And even though it's something so personal, I just felt that just had to come out first.
All right. Yeah, so is there any plans? I know we were asking earlier about videos, but for this one in general, it seems like the visuals are, you could almost close your eyes and, you know, take the trip with you down the story. Is there any plans to couple this with music video?
Yeah, actually, Breakup Song has the video out now. Just got that out. Breakup Song, you can find that on YouTube. Just search hashtag Breakup Song. Trill Cut, you'll definitely find it. And you know, and that video actually, in a lot of ways, kind of demonstrated a day in my life during that time, you know, in kind of a quick way. But the video is really, really cool. I think you should check it out on YouTube.
So I know we asked you this last time you were here with us, but we're going to ask it again.
Mm-hmm.
Are some of the artists that people would be surprised to know that you listen to?
I think somebody else that people might be surprised to know I listen to, I really, really like DMX. DMX is the kind of artist that, like, I, like, go back and check up on. Like, I've been a fan of him forever, and I'll just go back and listen to his old music just because it just gives me so much energy again, man, and I think he was somebody that he got slept on a lot. But I'm a fan of all music. I like country music as well. I even got this Nash sample going on right now from this old, for the Four Dead in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm working up something right now from that old country sample. So I mean, I listen to all music. I love everything, jazz, everything.
Now, if there is and this is similar to a question Skip here asked you earlier, but think in your wildest dreams of people who were iconic at their craftiness.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you strive to want to perform with?
Well, Kanye West is on that list too. And the reason why is because Kanye West is the kind of person who, as an artist, and his music is one level of him. But then what he does on the stage and what he brings to the whole stage performance, it's a whole nother level. And that is remarkable. That's something too that, you know, I really do want to bring to the stage. I even think of, let me see, like I want to give you a good example. Like artists like Alicia Keys, because she plays the piano, and you know, a lot of my music, it doesn't really have to be on the hard, and it is not really a lot on the hard rap beats. It's usually a lot of soulful, real instrument kind of sets. So, you know, I like to perform with people who have that kind of a vibe with them already, you know. Even a group like The Roots. I would love to perform with The Roots.
All right. Now, we're going to get into a quick song, a quick throwback rock song real quick right now. And then when we come back, we're going to try to hit them with why they want to take my life. But in the meantime, here's Dramarama with anything.
Tonight, please just tell me what the hell is wrong. Do you want? Okay, we seem to have some technical difficulties here. I'm try this real quick. Alright. Trill, if you're still there, hold on. I'm going to conference you right back into the show, if you can hear me. So we can keep this interview going. So, while I do that, Skip, tell them again about this showcase we got coming up.
We got a show this Friday at Brew Dog Pub in Beverly Hills. It's going to be a lot of different artists there. It's for two sides magazine launch party. It's going to be Trey Mula, Vaselina, Johannin, Pink White, Rot, Rojo, Young Chiz, Jimmy, Kanas, Losa Levi, and Don Law, where the MSFB crew, Iceberg, The Rosie, Jackson Mill, Misfit, Bruce Wayne, Casanova, Hugh Ross One, Concept, Burger Lock, and Leo Styles. The address is E300 Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills, called Brewdog Pub. You can text RSVP to 424-288-9520. That's 424-288-9520 to RSVP.
Catch us there, yeah. I'm gonna be doing the damn thing.
Alright, now Trill, well, I know you can still hear us, even though we can't hear you quite yet. So when we get you back, and we merge the call, I want you to think about what has your upbringing and how has it inspired the type of music that you write. So I want you to think about that while I get you back on air with us. So just be thinking about that. And for those who are looking to listen to future episodes, past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, you can do so by going to bigstatsidlehour.com or by going to our parent website, msfpinc.com, and you can listen to all sort of amazing past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFB crew, as well as music that I've produced, see all the projects I'm involved with, and don't forget to donate to our campaign, the Big Stats Cares Foundation. That's going to be a brand new foundation benefiting special needs children through music education. So remember to help us in building this foundation. This is going to be something incredible. All right. So, and remember, you can follow me at Matt Frankel. That's my personal Twitter. You can follow my MSFE crew partner at Skip the Rapper. And you can follow Big Stats Idle Hour on Twitter by typing in caps Big Stats Radio. We're going to have Trill back on air with us momentarily to answer that question about how his upbringing has affected the music that he creates. We are going to try that again. Apparently I misdialed. I apologize. We're going to do this once more. Again, if you're joining us, we're going to be speaking with Trill some more. Trill, I apologize for these technical issues we've been having today. We're going to get you on for a third return episode, and we can discuss that when you get back. All right, so Trill, you're back with us again.
Yeah.
Sorry about all of that, but hopefully you've had time to really think about that question that I've been asking.
Oh yeah, man, definitely, man. My upbringing is a really unique situation, in a lot of different ways. Where I come from, it's the city's called Bunnell, Florida. It's a little city, small town. Freaking 1.1 square miles with freaking one red light. Everybody grew up, you know each other. But the thing is that where I live is like a major road, like State Road 100. It separates and divides the city right at half. It's kind of sad, but like to this day, it's still racially divided. And like where black people live on one side and white people live on the other side, it's real sad, but that's really like where I came from. Daytona isn't really so much like that, but, you know, Bunnell, while raised, that it's really like that. And that kind of really had a big influence on me. And definitely when I went to the university, went to UF, I guess my mind just kind of exploded. It just opened up to a whole new side of things and kind of see, you know, where I come from, but then how the world is. Yeah, that has influenced my music a lot, I would say.
All right. We're going to get you back in on Friday, but why don't you I want to close mm-hmm. this show out before we hit him with Idol Comp with the close out fully with the Idol Compilation Volume 2 playlist. But before we do that, I want to hit him with that single, but I'm going to let you introduce it, and I'll give you a call a little later tonight, one-on-one, and we'll work out for Friday.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, man, this song right here, this is Why Do Want to Take My Life. This is from mixtape Head, Heart, Hand. Dedicated Mary McLeod Bethune Cookman University. Check it out. Track is produced by Big Crit. You know, Why They Want to Take My Life.
We're actually still working on getting that one up, and it will be up for the Friday show. But so between those two songs, which one should we hit him with one more time?
Oh, we definitely got to hit him with that Going for the Kill.
Alright, here's Trill with Going for the Kill, coming up for you right here on Big Stats Idol Hour, where all music lives, free and uncensored. Here we go. Coming right up. We're seeming to have some issues with the audio, but you did so great on that last acapella. Do you think you could hit him with Going for the Kill acapella style?
All right, y'all are ready. Here we go, man. All right, let's go. This dedicated to all the women that hate me and all the bitches that made me this way. Excuse a nigga for being ambitious, getting a cake. My matrimony, I'm committed to my safe in the case. 45 on the waist, throw back in Jake. I let my fade away, take her pain away when I spray. She go bananas when I pull up in that orange peel. And can't wait till I put this limb in her ribs and hit her with that calm down, babe, you need to chill. I can't see the road, your head keep hitting the wheel. I could never fall in love, I trust none for real. Girl, it's nothing you could do, it's something they did. And now I'm going for the kill, won't stop till these bitches feel me. And you looking like prey, ready for the killing. I'm on the prowl right now and right to your position. And once I hit it, girl, you gonna see me different. Trust me, in the game of love, I lost too much. So I ain't playing no more, scrolling through my phone, trying to figure out who I'm gonna call on. She hit me up first and told me, come on, come home. Now I'm going in for the kill.
All right, that was going in for the kill. All right, thanks. I want to thank you for joining us. We'll catch you guys next time here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.
100, take off.